You're still out on Rise FM in 60 minutes here on Rise FM, Mpumalanga's hottest station. And the burning conversation is a medical male circumcision this evening. And if you just joined us, I must tell you that you have missed out a lot, but not lost. Maybe not all is lost, but I can refresh your mind if you just joined us. And we have been conversating around medical male circumcision, juxtaposing it with traditional circumcision. And we also asked the question as to at which age does one undergo medical male circumcision? And a set of questions we've posed to, the expert from Right to Care was, at which season of the year does one undergo medical male circumcision? And Mpumalanga, if you have missed all of that conversation, head over to our website, that is at risefm.co.za, and catch all of our podcasts with some of our experts there explaining and also sharing their own experiences around medical male circumcision right here on Rise FM in 60 minutes. And I really, really appreciate those voice notes that are coming through on 072-885-7702. And if you haven't sent in yours, feel free to, share your experience and your thoughts around medical male circumcision. And now joining us part of the discussion is Usisana Mwase, the demand creation officer from Right to Care. Sisana, you and I, when we started the conversation, we have talked about what sort of role do, women, play in the conversation of medical male circumcision. Maybe to those that have just joined in now in the conversation, maybe refresh our memory as to, what would you say is the role of women in medical male circumcision?
The role of the women in medical male circumcision, it's very much important because that's why we used to engage them when their men decided to go for medical male circumcision, so that they can use that healing period,
sure,
both of them, the women and the female, so they agree that now is the time for healing. There's nothing that you are going to do in terms of the sexual activities. So women are there to support the men's, in that.
As you were explaining that, something came to my mind. I just had an epiphany. You remember Nelson Mandela? He said, the time for the healing of the wounds has come. And definitely in conversation with Usisana Mwase from the Right to Care, demand creation officer there at Right to Care. Usisana, a lot of men are concerned about pain and the inconvenience that medical male circumcision brings about. What then becomes your take on those who are saying, I won't go for medical male circumcision because it's very inconveniencing and takes a lot of time to heal and spend a lot of time away from work?
Most of men, when they are complaining about the pain, they are scared of pain and seeing blood coming up out from their body. So the pain that they encountered in circumcision, it's not the major pain, it's a bearable one, whereby they can even use a pain number, Panado. It's what they are using for relieving the pain. Yes.
Would you then recommend, those as antidotes to numb or calm the pain?
We don't recommend other medication.
Yeah.
It's only the Panadol.
Yes.
Yeah, that are getting from the clinic.
So you shouldn't be taking any other thing besides that which you are given after you've undergone your medical male circumcision.
You take the one they've recommended to take, yes.
Maybe talk to us around then now, because we are in an era of a pandemic, or we find ourselves engulfed with this pandemic in our country and as well as in the globe. What sort of dangers are there, maybe in some of the facilities that medical male circumcision is performed? Are we safe to undergo the the process without catching COVID?
I can say to everyone, our facilities are very safe, and even the staff that are working there, they are fully trained. Everyone who's working there is trained in COVID-19. So we make sure that every client that's coming in our clinic, we screen, they sanitize, and we make sure that everyone who's entering our premises is wearing a mask. Clients, they come out with their face mask. So when they come in to the facility, we offer them the surgical mask.
Mm.
Yes, that they are using. So we make sure that we follow the precautions, and we also maintain the social distancing.
Mm.
Yes.
It's safe.
Yeah, it's very safe.
You know, the overall conversation I'm getting here, that, you know, it's just easy, you know. Quick in, quick out, you go home, you heal.
Yes.
And then everything is done, you're back to normal, and you're performing at your min, you know, at your optimum best.
Exactly. But then, give that zing.
Yes. So, mhlambe sizana kungani ke abantu besilisa badosele emumva ukundergo I medical you know male circumcision.
Ngiyacabanga ukuthi abantu besilisa ba donsele emumva ukungenzi I medical male circumcision because of information abangenayo eniyo e right. Cause kunama myth. We call myth like the issue of saying a medical male is only done during winter, of which medical male circumcision, it doesn't have a seasonal.
Mm.
We done it throughout.
Mm.
From January to January, you can do a medical male circumcision and get held.
Mhlambe nani like ni Right to Care, and also you know, as yourself, as the demand creation officer at Right to Care, yimuphi umlayezo or what sort of education are you somewhat pushing out there to the public to ensure that, you know, the right information about medical male circumcision circulates around, you know, societies and people know the right things and the right stuff to do?
We've got the trained social mobilizers that are working outside with the in the community.
Mm.
Their role is to teach the community about medical male circumcision. They teach them about the benefits. Mm. They teach them about the safety of circumcision.
Mm.
Yes. That's where everyone get the correct information.
Mm.
They also even teach them about the myth that the people they are still focusing on them, like during winter, during summer, there's no medical circumcision.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the role of the social mobilizers.
Mm. Yeah. At the onset of our conversation, I asked you a question, Oguti, at what age does one undergo medical male circumcision? And you said, you know, from 15 years old.
Yes.
You know. So what then becomes the initiatives that are done from Right to Care's perspective in going to primary, maybe, yeah, in going to schools? And educating some of, you know, the boys there to undergo, you know, male circumcision. Because I suppose it starts from there also, you know, implanting the right information from them before they even grow up. I suppose before they even grow to become men.
Okay. I think you've heard, I've said we have got the social mobilizers who are working outside with the communities.
Mm.
We also working with other stakeholders.
Sure.
So In the issue of schools, we go to schools and ask for the time that they can give us for a presentation to the principal.
Mm.
So if they give that time, we make an arrangement, we go to those schools and do the presentation in medical male circumcision.
Mm.
Yeah, that's where they get the information. So for those who are 15 years until to 17 years, they don't consent for themselves for medical male circumcision.
Yeah.
So their parents have to consent for them.
Mm.
So we've got a form whereby we give the child so that she can take it home so that the parents can consent for the child.
Mm.
Yeah. Even if they come to the side, to our side, to the clinic, the parents, those who are 18 years downwards until to 15 years, they have to accompany those child to come.
Yes.
So that they can consent for them. Yes.
You are on Rise FM in 60 minutes and you're listening to Rise FM, Mpumalanga's hottest station. And we are definitely the fastest growing radio station in the province of Mpumalanga. And we'd like to hear your views as well on 072-885-7702. My guest this evening is Usesa Namwase, the demand creation officer from Right to Care, talking to us here on Rise FM in 60 minutes about the hive of activities that are lined up for the province of Mpumalanga from Right to Care's perspective. Sisana, yini nikhelile for iprovince yaseMpumalanga le weekend?
Le weekend lena from Friday, otherwise we've started from Monday.
Yeah.
this Friday we are going to have a mass recruiting mobilization, whereby it's going to be a demand creation team, including the clinical team. If I'm talking about the clinical team, I'm talking about the nurses, the doctors, whereby we'll go all out. We are going to do immobilization that is very big. Where we are going to mobilize, we are going to target those busy corners in the locations, whereby we are going to stay there for 30 minutes distributing pamphlets. Those who are talking about circumcision, we go to another one, to the taverns, wherever in the busy areas, taxi ranks, including the taxi ranks. Yes, we are going to May.
Maybe tell us, are you at liberty to actually mention some of the names and areas that you would be covering?
Or the areas that you are going to cover.
Yeah.
We are going to covering the Barberton area.
Yeah.
We are going to cover Nelspruit area, whereby we will be going to Tegwane South, Kanyamazane, Binari, Psokwaba. We are also going to cover Matafeni, Godwane, and Nelspruit also. Yes, including the Msholozi.
Yes. Msholozi area. Yeah. Hey, Mpumalanga, it's very simple. If you are in those areas, and you are definitely catching us on 94.3, that is from Komatipoort, White River, Barberton, and the capital city, that is Mbombela. And you heard Cezanne there saying that those are the main areas that they will be definitely targeted around this Friday, that is tomorrow. And definitely she will be in some of those areas and in doing a mass mobilization, as she calls it. But then, Cezanne, what is, you know, the hype around Saturday, and how can people ensure that they become part of what's going on this coming Saturday?
Okay, since we are going to have that mass recruiting, we are inviting everyone to come on Saturday from 7 o'clock. We'll be there by Nelspruit C Clinic. They used to call it Kutalani Clinic.
Kutalani.
Yeah, Kutalani Clinic next to Home Affairs. It's where we are. From 7 o'clock until 16 hours, it's where we are going to do the circumcision. We'll be busy there. So we are inviting every male, including their female partners, so that they can see what we are doing there. So that those females will encourage those men to come and do the circumcision,
so that they can also be saying, I was part of, you know, the now performance that I'm seeing. Definitely. And I wish you great success on both events, the one that is happening tomorrow on Friday and the one that is happening on Saturday. I wish you great success on them. But then tell us, you know, particularly on the one for Saturday, how does one become, you know, a part? Do I have to register somewhere or book an appointment? Maybe talk to us around the nitty-gritties around the Saturday event.
Okay, if you want to join us for Saturday, you can contact us. Our contact details, it's 073-169-7774. That's the number where you can book if you want to come for circumcision. Even if you didn't book, you are welcome to come. Everyone, it's welcome to come for circumcision. Yes, our operation time will be 7 o'clock until 16 hours.
So 7 up until 4 p.m. in the afternoon, that is the operational time for Saturday.
For Saturday. But if we do have clients up until that 4 o'clock, we don't close. We continue with our services.
Cezanne, I really, really appreciate this conversation. It was such an eye-opener about some of the things that I've already heard, you know, people talking about on the streets, and, you know, having experts such as yourself from Right to Care, you know, debunking some of those myths for us and sharing the right information. And I really applaud you, and as well as your team from Right to Care. Really, really appreciate this opportunity, you know, to have a conversation with you. I wish you nothing but great success for tomorrow, that is Friday, and as well as Saturday.
Thank you so much, Rise FM.
Mpumalanga, that's it for us this evening. Really appreciate having this conversation with Cezanne Mwase, the demand creation officer from Right to Care. And that's it for us here on Rise FM in 60 minutes for the week. Kya baobaze man tlokomele, nohana nchutubaze, nibe nembela sondro, ejame gutle.